Welcome to Tales Beneath the Surface. Available on all respectable podcast platforms. Just so you know, this episode contains mature themes and upsetting scenes. You have been warned.
And we're back. Greetings, listeners. It is I, your narrator, here in my secluded London studio with more tall tales of woe and wonder. I must thank you again for all your insightful emails and letters. I can hardly believe I have fans. If I'm in luck, I might pick up one of those creepy stalker types that rummages through my rubbish and wants to buy my underwear. I'm game. In this episode, we'll step back in time to a simpler yet more brutal age, somewhere in antiquity, though some names and places have been changed to protect the historical figures involved. Too soon? Get it? Too soon? Why do I bother? I do ask myself sometimes if anyone really listens to me, if they've truly listened. I mean, I'm on my third psychiatrist. You'd think they'd be more mentally robust. Even they're not immune to psychotic episodes, it seems. Regardless, I've found you can often find a subtext lurking just beneath the surface of the spoken word. And I've done that thing where you reference the show from inside it. What a naughty little cliche. Anyway, usually when you hear the skin of a conversation, everything works out just fine. But on those rare occasions, it hides a blooming corruption. You might be struck down with the unwanted revelation, the sudden upheaval, upending all you thought was certain.
The goat herd.
The women of the alleyway know how to please, hanging from their windows. Hanging from the windows, they call and they tease. The noble and the common man all but agree. They are happiest when they are down.
I'm just Goatherd. Who you are?
Who is there?
Come, Bekesh. It's me, Ekan.
No!
And this one.
Please, I'm just Goatherd.
I found him creeping around on the rise over there. With his herd.
Please, I'm just...
We know you're a fucking goat herd. I can smell you from here.
Bind him. And cook this.
Goat meat? Well, it's better than nothing. If I cut it thin, it'll cook quickly.
If you are a goat herd, that means you spend all your day standing around. You must see much. Sit. I said sit.
How does the saying go? A goat herd has nothing but time and the shrubs for company. So every rustle becomes a story?
Bekesh, put the knife in the fire. You talk, or we start using the knife.
Or we could cut off his manhood.
I will talk, but I know nothing.
Tell me, Goatherd, where did you see him?
Day from here, as the sun she rises, where the two rivers they meet.
And numbers? How many men?
Many men with the armors and spears.
How many, you mumbling fool?
More than the village, many times over.
He doesn't know his numbers.
Peasant fool.
How many wagons? More than the goats in your herd.
As many, and again.
Around 100 wagons. That could be 10,000 men.
Ah, fuck. It's him, isn't it?
What do these men look like? Colours? What banner do they march under?
They're wearing black, and they have black cloth with yellow, many-legged serpent.
The what?
He means the banner of the centipede. He's the Hierophant's butchers.
Ach, stop whimpering. No one is coming for you. Count yourself lucky they didn't find you.
Enough, Bekesh. Tell me, Goatherd, did you see anyone important amongst these men? Goatherd.
There was one man. He wearing yellows. The rest, they were black.
Ah, there is not enough gold in the world to deal with this donkey shit.
You were paid plenty.
You're emperor's men?
Emperor's men, yes. And we flew here on the back of silver eagles carrying flaming swords. No, no, little man. Our lord deist one thing, gold. Also women and wine. You don't have any of those on you, do you?
No, I do not.
Men like you prefer the company of goats. We are free company. We track and kill for our oh-so-glorious emperor.
Goatherd, tell me of this man in yellow.
I only see from distance, but men kneel in presence.
Ah, it's him in the flesh, isn't it, Akan?
He's here with his honor guard. Keep talking, Goatherd. Bekesh, pass me the knife from the fire.
No, wait. I'm telling you. I'm telling you all I know.
Now, I'm sure you think you're giving me everything. Every scrap of truth. But pain has a way of pulling hidden threads loose, doesn't it? You smell that? That's not the goat meat on the fire. That's you. Perhaps this pride loosed some memories from your skull. I'd hate to mistake your frailty for deceit. Innocent or not, a liar's a liar. And you... you know more than you're saying, don't ya?
No. He's been lying to us again. And I was starting to warm to you. Keep your tales for your goats, Goatherd. I like a story as much as any. But I hate to be thought the fool. That's a pretty mark you've left him, Akan. What next?
Well, the way I see it, a goatherd needs his eyes and ears and his hands and feet to keep watch over his flock and bring them in safe at night. It'd be an evil thing indeed to rob a flock of its protector. But I don't think that this is a goat herd. I think that this is a liar.
And all a liar needs is a tongue.
What say you, goat herd? Any more crumbs been shaken free?
No, please.
Seems he doesn't appreciate our tender ministrations. Seems a little ungrateful, don't you think?
Ah, if he doesn't want more, it's a simple thing to solve.
I say again, goat herd. What else did you see?
There was another group. Met them on the marsh.
Now, was that so hard? Bekash, put this back in the fire. Don't want our friend's tongue to get stuck again.
A little heat helps the lever.
Who was this other group?
I don't know. There were half as many as first. All wearing different colours.
What do you mean? They're wearing different colours to the Irophant's gang, or they all wore different colours from each other?
The second, they look like carnival fools who come for the harvest festival.
You think
it... Hold, Beck. Go on, go Erd. What else?
None of them bowed to the man in yellows. The Hierophant? That who he is?
You are lucky we are not pious men. People have been flayed for less.
What then? Did they leave together?
I'm not sure what you mean. Please, don't hit me. Please. The men with the yellow banners stayed by the rivers. And the crowd of the fools, they went back the way they came. Please, that's all I see.
What do you think, Akan? He's holding out on us?
No, please.
Be quiet, Gerard. I'm thinking.
Sounds like the Harlequin, Akan. When was the last time he had the whole troop out?
It's been years. Seems like he's picked a side. Wonder what it means.
Does it matter? The goat is ready. We know where they are camped. We know their numbers, and more importantly, we know Kweshek has thrice the men. We put the armor, weapons, and they fight for gold, not faith. Eat, Akan. Eat.
Fine. Pass me a piece.
What good is a circus troop and some fanatics against the Emperor's best? And of course, the Free Company bolstering them. Eating their food. Slowly bleeding them of gold. For services rendered, of course. The odds could not be better.
There's something not right. I can feel it in my bones.
Ah, you worry too much. Give this one a kick. It'll make you feel better. The goat meat is good, right? Eat.
It's fine.
We have what we need. Now we go back to that dung heap of a village. Seek an audience with the also great General Kweshek. Tell that fat fool what we found and get paid.
We have to be sure.
This one is broken. He has nothing more for us. Do you? Do you, little goatherd?
Scouts.
What? Where?
No. Why are there no scouts?
What? Ah, exactly. Exactly. They are not a professional army. Akan, they are a ragtag bunch of fools.
The Raven Free Company.
See? Even a lowly goat fucker like this one has heard of us. Ha! Heard. A goat herd.
This feels too simple. No scouts, no watch posts. Camped out in the open for the goat herd to see. We all go see for ourselves.
Akan. We are already 3 days out from the village. Can't we just this once?
Around 4,000 Imperial troops led by General Kweshek.
Plus the Ravens camped at Kweshek village, which is the only village 3 days from here. Thank you. How are you enjoying the goat?
What? What did you say?
The goat.
You are a sharp one, Akan. And not as greedy as your fat friend,
the blusterous Bekash.
You really are quite the pair. In better times, I would write you into a play. I might still do that.
Please.
Please. That is rich coming from you.
Who's the fool now? Bekesh, are you listening to me? Well, technically, I suppose I could be seen as the fool, but that's more of an honorific than a description of my behavior. And you, Akan, ever the pragmatist, you got so close, didn't you? This is the part of the play where you ask me who I am to a big reveal where the audience is shocked. Or perhaps it's the part where you suddenly realize that I'm free of my bonds. No. It's the poison. You're wondering if you've eaten enough roasted goat to die like your friend is dying.
The pain!
Oh, you fool! Will you stop whimpering? No one is coming for you. Count yourself lucky they didn't find you.
I'm guessing you can't count yourself lucky now.
You...
You've rediscovered your tongue. I am indeed he. How was my bow? Was it courtly enough? Oh, come now, you barely had a mouthful. I expected more from one of the terrors of the Raven Free Company. Here, let me have a little look at you.
Keep back.
Oh, well then, goodness me. I thought I was the only artist at this fire.
You've some skill for mummery there. Shame your strength can't match it.
What do you want?
This is a start.
Curse you. What do you want?
There's something I'd like to explore more. A doorway you opened before all this unpleasantness.
What does that mean?
You said a liar only needed a tongue. I would have to disagree. In fact, a liar would need their tongue and everything you granted the goat herd and more besides.
Where you go with this, you fool?
That's the last time you take my name in vain.
I thought the Harlequin's men could take a joke.
I'll take your tongue next.
Good. Like I said, a liar needs all that and more, but an honest man, now all they need is a tongue. That and their wagging head to nod along with all the pretty hypocrisies their betters tell them they should mind. I am not an honest man. I am the fool, and a fool needs a dog. Are you a dog? Can you be trained? Well, speak.
What the fuck are you talking about?
A dog. Four-legged dumb animal. Sometimes a two-legged clown.
I heard you. What are you talking about? I'm no man's hound.
You sound mighty sure there, dog. Anyone can be trained.
Fuck you, fool. Curse on you.
Well, neither a liar nor an honest man you'll be. Leaves you just a dog, mute and unspeaking.
Come here, dog. Come here so I don't have to beat you. You know how we join the troop. Yes, your voice. You may get it back one day.
You never know.
Well, it's never a choice. This could be your first step to becoming part of the alley. To be fair, mine was no more auspicious. Sit down, dog. Good boy. If you're picked, there's not much more to be done. You'll dance one way or the other. I was found by the side of the road, half dead from thirst. You'd think I'd be grateful, and I am. Though the trials after made me hate those that found me. Why am I telling you all this? Well, you'll know soon enough. Willing or not, you killed my dog when I was playing my part as the poor and helpless goat herd. I won't stand for it. A fool needs his dog, and you killed mine. I'm taking you back to the troop, my free-flying bird. His wings clipped, his beak muzzled, and led in on a rope. It'll go some way to heal my poor weeping heart. Now come on, dog. Let's go see the Harlequin. The women of the alleyways know how to please. Hanging from their windows, they call and they tease. The noble and the common man all but agree. They're happy when they are down on their knees.
Ah, there was no messing around back in those days. And do you know what? I love it. All that revenge, retribution, and blood. The cruel and unkind earning their just deserts. Now, that phrase is older than dessert, don't you know? It's spelt the same as the sandy wasteland, but pronounced like the sweet treat. In fact, I am like both. Sweet, but awfully abrasive. I consider myself a budding etymologist, a gentleman linguist, if you will, rooting through the dusty library of history. And in fact, many of the books I've consumed share that double meaning. They seem so cloying to start with, and then flay away superfluous parts, leaving you raw. Spilt ink.
Barkeep! Another round for the table. Bring us a flagon of red, something rough and spicy, and some cheese and bread to soak it up.
Why are we here, Bal? What you got, you old lush?
Give it a minute. Wait till the drinks are here. I hate talking with a parched throat.
That's something we can both agree on.
Fine, fine. I haven't eaten since sunup, so food would be welcome. You, I haven't seen before. How did Bao drag you into whatever scheme he's running?
After all the time we've known each other, have I ever led you wrong?
Yes, many times.
You've a point there.
Well, now you see how I'm involved, back to you. How's he roped you in?
Well, Bala and I have some mutual friends. He put the word out that he needed someone with particular talents. I happen to have the ones he's looking for. That he needs them at all is enough to pique my interest.
Oh, interesting.
particular talents. What the fuck you got planned this time, Bal?
Ah, don't trouble yourself with it. Everything will be revealed soon enough. As if summoned in on the backs of angels.
Here we are. Flagon of red. Free mugs. And enough bread and cheese to stop a river.
Thank you kindly. Money for the refreshments and a little extra for yourself. See, we're not disturbed for the moment. We need anything else, I'll come up to the bar.
Right you are. I'll keep the girls away from you when they start.
That's good. Been too long. Nothing but pissy beer lately, am I right? And here we go. One for you and another for me.
Cheers. Right, Bal. What's the job? Why have you brought us here to meet?
No sense of drama. Not a drop of it.
For fuck's sake, Bal.
Fine, fine, here it is. I've been approached with a job, a simple switch, and the money's good.
All right. Well, why do you need her, then?
Getting to that, my good man. So, like I said, a simple switch, a book that we're to snag and replace with a copy. A copy I've already got.
Okay. Who owns the book? Where's the room it's held in?
Well, you've got it, Axe. That's the wrinkle in this easy job. We've got to lift it from the Lictor's villa, out between here and Dunfermline.
Did you say what I thought you did?
You really are crazy. I don't believe the rest of them.
You can't be fucking serious. You can't...
Be quiet. Take a drink and a breath. Right. Normally, I'd agree with you. Most of the time, trying anything out there would be an easy way to a hard, painful death. But not this time.
What do you mean?
If you let me finish, I'd tell you. Now... There's a big celebration coming up. Sure, you've both heard of it. Well, being the big high almighty round here, the Lictor's due at the capital for some celebration. Show his face to the crowds. Show them the Archduke's got his backing. He's travelling over with a whole parade of household troops. They're going in procession, all the pomp you can imagine. So his journey's going to be long, a week at least.
Right. How does that help?
Well, with only a token force there and him gone, no one's left to handle the traps or the more unconventional defences.
Well, it's not like they're going to evaporate, though, is it?
I know. That's where Yakerson comes in.
That's about the shape of it, yeah.
You're a weaver, then?
After a fashion. Got enough of the gift to manage anything the Lictor's left behind. Wouldn't chance it if you were there, though, that's for sure.
All right. Not as crazy as I first thought. Still, this place is fucking big. And even if there's only a token force, that's enough to find our dumb selves while we're trying to find a single fucking book.
Oh, ye of little faith. We've got a map and I know where we've got to go.
How in hells did you get the villa schema?
The what now?
This. The map.
I have my ways, dear friend. I have my ways. It just so happens I know a man in a guild who happens to have access to all kinds of interesting documents. And this man has a hankering for, how do I put this politely? Certain substances.
You got him addicted to white leaf.
Oh, no. I would never do such a thing. No. He was already addicted to white leaf. I just leveraged the crippling debt he was in when he couldn't pay me for all the white leaf. He's managing so much debt. These guilds really must be more careful who they let in.
How old is this parchment?
How should I know?
I can't make much sense of these. I'm not an architect.
They look like the original construction plans, or at least a copy of them. Bal, when you say you know your way and you have a map, you mean you know your way to the villa
and I have to use this, to make a plan. Huh?
You are awfully good at making plans.
Are you too serious? Is this some kind of mummer's act?
Mistress Yakerson, I can assure you we are both professionals.
Looking at this, we don't even know where the book is kept.
It's here. This room. This is the library. See, there's a light well down. It's put there for a reason. And the villa's on a rise. The hills round Dunfarmland, full of limestone. Keeps the place dry. The air will stay fresh too, with that well letting in light and drawing out the damp. If I had a book, that's where I'd put it. It's a big library. And that is weird.
Some kind of structural reinforcement?
Possibly, but for what?
What are you pair on about?
If I'm looking at this right, I can't see a need for additional support here or here.
As I said, it's all limestone.
You're right. That is odd.
What is?
Look here. We can slip in by river, then just off the west of the house, there's a ridgeline away from the guard tower.
It would be a climb.
Yeah, but eyes are less likely to be on it if most of the household guard are prancing around the city.
So that's good?
What? Good? It's our way in.
Grand!
Still, that is a lot of floors to get through unseen. I don't fancy a fight with a household guard, even if most of them are off with the lictor.
Mistress Yakerson can help with that, I am sure.
I can if we stay together, and if we don't take too long.
Weaver after a fashion, eh?
Yes, that's right.
Now, Axelrod, you can't ask a lady to reveal all her secrets.
Well, how about just one, then? Who are these mutual friends of you and Bala?
It's best if you don't know. Trust me.
Why would I trust you? That's why we need you. That's why we need a weaver. You're not some kind of dabbler, are you?
Shall we meet at the crossroads at dusk and set out then?
Great! Great idea. Be seeing you! Charming woman.
Bal, if we get out of this alive, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that seems fair. I don't understand your problem, Axe. It'll be like every other caper we've pulled, just a bigger payoff is all.
What, like that silver merchant job? Or that burnout in Chesterfield?
But I mean, there were...
Oh, how could I forget? How about the last time we did anything with a fucking weaver? You remember how Gully came off at the end of all that?
Come on, Axe, that was his own fault and you know it. As for the other two, we got out and came away with what we went for, so what's the problem?
What's the problem? Are you serious? You are...
Look, Axe, you've got to expect some hiccups every now and then. Can't be trusting to the Shaper to take care of all our woes. Hells, if that was possible, I'd lay abed every morning, a satchel open by the window, waiting for the welcome clink of coin to start my day.
Listen here, you smug fuck. If we weren't working tonight, I'd show you just how much your god smiles on you. Here we are anyway. Crossroads at dusk. And, oh, just the two of us. Great.
And then there were three.
Oh, my goodness.
Quiet, aren't you? There's some trick stepping out of thin air in front of our faces. You teleport here or you fall from the sky and land lightly.
Nothing so gauche. I've been here the whole time and simply made it so you couldn't see me.
What, like a spook or spectre? You turned yourself invisible?
Shaper, no. The amount of thread that would take would light us up across the entire shire for anyone with the eyes to see. We'd be crawling with the lictor's lapdogs like a rat in its fleas.
Well, how's it done?
Now. What about a lady and her secrets? Oh, whist, throw that scowl away. All I did was fade from your notice. That's what we'll be using tonight. For anyone, it'll be as if there's a dull bit of wall that they've seen 100 times before, without the mark that someone with the right nose could smell.
See, Axe?
That put your mind at rest?
That's why we got to stay close, yeah?
Exactly.
All right, then. Well, we've got the route charted. We'll fill you in on the way to the ridge.
All right, I've got your bow. The weaver behind you.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Another one of your weaver's tricks.
Not so much. Mostly climbing. You know, scrambling up rigging and walls.
Axe, you could take a couple of pointers from her about a little levity to leaven your tedious professionalism.
Right. We're here. Tedious professionalism is the name of the game. The guard tower's on the other side of the villa from us. The light well down to the library is in the courtyard over that wall there. We leave this rope here. If anything goes wrong and any of us manage to make it out, we'll want a ready exit. I've got rope. Take it both of you do too. We don't know if the light well's open. It's not on the plans. Can your skills cover us to have a look?
If we're steady, yes.
All right, we're going over that wall there with a pause at the top to see you still around. If the light well's open, that's our route in. It's the right size to shimmy down. If not, I've got the route through the villa sorted.
All right. Well, ready as I'll ever be. Look to you both.
Hand signals only from here on out. Let's go.
Just leave him.
I am not leaving him. Come on, you old bastard.
Oh, the sign. I can see.
Oh, he is slowing us down.
Yes, I know that. But if those bastards catch him... Plus, how do you think he'll get on to torture? Don't you think he'll blather out who you are, or, more importantly to you, who your paymasters are? Yeah, I thought that might shut you up. Now help.
Oh, fine.
Down there. The skiff's just ahead. What the fuck was that? That...
Some kind of bound spirit or spectre. When you touched the book, I don't know.
You're not much fucking good then, are you?
Not my fucking field, is it? Not this, anyway. I think it was bound to the chamber. I don't think it can follow.
Every time I work with a fucking weaver.
The capillaries. Pathways to the...
What? What is he saying?
I don't know. Something about blood? Is he bleeding?
Where is the book?
I've got it, and I'm keeping it until me and the old man get paid.
Show it to me.
Oh, I'll give you the book and then you just disappear. Nah, no thanks.
Look, where am I going to go?
Just get on the skiff.
On high, soaring on high.
Easy, Mal. Easy there. I've been thinking. He didn't come to you, did he? You came to him. Val's scared of you. No, not you. Your masters.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you ain't a bad liar, I'll give you that. I'll tell you what, cast off so we're moving, tell me who you work for, and I might give you a look at this book here. Well, it's not the syndicate. No, they ain't this subtle. Some foreign power, not sure why you'd need us locals. And you're no freelancer, no.
I work for the Archduke. Whisperings of the Lictor's pursuit of dark forbidden arts have echoed round the palace. We had a man on the inside, but he disappeared weeks ago, and the Lictor is too powerful to move against without proof. We have it now, thanks to you. You know, for an uneducated man, you really do have quite the mind. There's a job for you if we get out of this.
Oh, fucking nobles, every time. What is it? What is this fucking book?
Oh, I don't know. Show it to me.
Must.
No. This cannot be. The sanguine prophecies. I don't understand. It's blank. There's nothing. Wait. Ech natsreriam rua latinach. The writings. They are not hidden on the pages, but there is a convergence, a link to...
The words of blood. The fountain of...
What the fuck is he talking about? What the fuck are you doing to him? Fucking weavers.
It's not me. You have to listen.
I'm done listening to you.
Put the blade down. You don't understand. It's what it wants.
Free me.
Bow, sit down. What are you doing? What are you doing? Fuck, why would you do that?
No. Flee!
Oh, God. What got into you? Fuck, Mal, why? Why would you do that?
Inferno.
Well, how about that then? You know, I'm sure I've heard something like that before. Funny how the same themes can echo through the ages. Though, the more I think about it, the clearer it seems. Wait. Can you feel that? Something's changed. Something's shifted. It feels like a pattern warping itself into view. No, can't be. Just being silly again. Hearing things that aren't quite there. Well, not yet, anyway. Still, three's the magic number, as they say. But do let us know if you agree. We'll be back with another missive before you know it. And, as I'm sure you know by now, reality writes itself.